Welcome, everybody. This is our paranormal show. Today is Friday, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is June 9th, 2017. Let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So clearing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen to bring peace energy into your room. Oh, here we go. Bring this energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation going on or something like that, here we go. Let's release that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So are you out there, Ann?
Hi, and good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. That is, of course, Ron Ametron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website called Creation Lightship. It's creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful website full of many free healings, many whole life healings that you can purchase, and much information. So be sure and check that out if you have not seen that yet. Tonight is Friday, so it's paranormal night. We're interested in any questions, comments, information you have, but most especially on Fridays, we try to concentrate a little bit on weird happenings that I think probably we all go through, and by sharing some of the things that happen to us or that we see, it helps everybody because we're maybe a little calmer and understand more about what's happening. And, of course, by listening to these shows and partaking of the wonderful source energy healings that Ron brings to us, we have less and less of those things in our lives, I feel. So tomorrow is the beginning of the June monthly calls that Ron does every month. So tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the monthly four-hour ascension call. And I know a lot of people are signed up for that. And if you're not, you may still join us on that call by going to Ron's website and paying for it. And it's, for again, 4 hours. And Ron will be charging water for us, 7 bottles. And then the next day at 10 a.m. is a 7-hour healing call, which is 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. And that will be also the next 3 consecutive Sundays. So tomorrow, or rather, Sunday is the 10th, and then there will be another one on the 17th. The Sunday will be the 11th, and then the next one will be the 18th, and then the 25th. But the 24th, I misspoke, is a special healing call, but we'll talk about that later in the show. It's a very important call, I think, a very valuable call, and we'll talk more about that. Do you want to say anything about tomorrow and Sunday, Ron? Are you there?
Yep, I'm muted too. So anyway, here we go. So yeah, the call tomorrow is very nice. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, and it's a 4-hour call. So it'd be ending at 5 o'clock Pacific. You can adjust your time zone. We do healing and bring in amber blood to us and just different types of energetic healings, bring in the masters so you can experience them. And we also do 7 containers of water. So you have weekly water with that call. And the one on Sunday is where we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms, the critters that are living in you, and stealing parts of your energy or even physical body parts. So we go out and look for those. Remember, you're not always real in your body. Maybe pieces of you that are a replica that is not a real human part or organ or something. So anyway, that call is 7 hours, starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. They're all very good, and lots of healing takes place. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Okay, so we have quite a few questions tonight, but I'm going to start with some of the paranormal-oriented ones. So the first one is, when I was a teenager, I was visited by the Men in Black many times. Once they forced themselves into my house, shape-shifted into some large animal I didn't recognize. Many nights, they would shine their headlights into my bedroom window. What do you know, if anything, about this group of men? I feel safe now, no worries on that. So I guess this is from the past, and they're just curious.
Can't really get into that topic.
Okay.
So we'll just let that one pass, unfortunately.
Okay, so, and they should just be grateful that's over.
That's correct,
Okay, and here's another one. I spent several nights doing sky watches on a person's name, so I won't say the name on the radio, somebody's ranch at the base of Mount Adams in Washington State. They made figure eights, then powered up into Merkaba shapes of green and red. Since the Merkaba is our ascension vehicle, was this a human in the ships?
It doesn't feel like it to me, no.
Okay. So they were probably actually looking at some alien activity.
I would think so, yes. It's really hard to be certain that, but I would say that'd be correct. You know, a lot of weird stuff happening. Remember, as you listen to our programs and you start understanding more and more, you realize that where are you when you're not here, okay? Because the aliens are in control of our time and our vocabulary. And so since they live in time and created our time that we're living in, they can stop you instantly, freeze you in place. You don't even know about it because you have no way to validate what they're doing or look at it or discern it or anything else. They'll just freeze you. So during that process, anything can happen. And anything can happen during a process where you're viewing something. But you might be viewing something thinking that it's linear, real-time, continuously, and it's really not. Well, things can come and go instantly. Things can be manifested and demanifested just in order for them to have an experience with you. When you're viewing something, watching something that you think is live and it's real-time for you, it's not really real time because you're being turned off and on, off and on, and, you know, you're on that movie set. So plus what timeline are you experiencing? They can change a timeline instantly, and you can be watching an event, and they can change the whole event by bringing in a different part, by splicing a different movie set in. Lose maybe a half a minute of what's really going on, but they'll give you something else in its place, and you wouldn't even know that it was altered. I guess I could do an example. Maybe you're watching a baseball game, right? And you see the batter hitting the ball, and it goes up in the air. And right there, you're looking, and the catcher, not the catcher, but the wherever the ball's going, we'll see it's going up into center field. And, you know, remember it's being turned off and on, off and on, off and on. And you're watching it, and they got a close-up view of the center field person. And the ball's about 3 foot from his mitt. And you're assuming that he's going to catch it. So there's two possibilities. He's going to catch it or he's not going to catch it. So they could make either one of those possibilities instantly by repositioning the person only maybe a few inches, and the person would not be able to catch the ball, or they could have them catch it. So they could actually display that to maybe two different groups. You have the people who are watching it, maybe on TV, and that's one scenario where they could actually have the person drop the ball or miss it, and they could have the people live watching it there in the stadium where the person catches it. And you could be looking at it and swearing that that's correct, but they can change it just like that. So there's really no 100% way of looking at anything, because they're in control of the reality that you're living in. So back to you.
Okay. Well, and I was reminded too when, you know, you're basically saying we don't know what's going on. We can't understand it. Last night I noticed the moon, and I used to always enjoy looking at the sky. But now since I know you and have learned so much from Creation Lightship, I don't enjoy looking up at the sky at all anymore. I just look away.
I only saw a few clouds last night myself.
Yeah, it was beautiful looking, but then you wonder, is this satellite or whatever it is courting me or trying to mind control me?
You never know.
Mm-hmm. So a listener sent in, thank you very much, that on the monthly alien attack removal page, on the drop-down list of aliens, one of the options is Men in Black. So thank you very much for sending that in, and I forgot about that. Okay. So I'm going to go back to another paranormal thing. Hi, Ron. Went to the large American superstore today, which starts with a W. Saw people who did not look human. They were 4 feet tall, strange bodies. This was quite unsettling until I realized that that was the Matrix and commanded my energy be back on the CLS New Earth.
Yeah, that's a good way of kind of explaining what I was talking about. So all of a sudden
right.
You realize that you're in a location, a place that's not on, you know, the now timeline, which means that you're viewing everything that's crazy out there. Oh, yeah. No, you probably don't want to be there. So back to you.
Right, and we've been talking a lot lately about when you're at peace and you're heart-centered, you have the option to be on the CLS and New Earth that you've created for us, and it's a much better place to be. Okay, I'll go on to the next email. 2 weeks ago, I visited a mission, and they had this colorful rooster there in a cage. Today, I went again, didn't see the rooster, so I asked the person in charge, and they said, we've never had a colorful rooster here. I know there was one there, and I had wanted to take the picture, but unfortunately didn't have a camera on me at the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. you know, people are on different timelines, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
I had a weird, not weird, but I was getting off of the freeway, and I knew that where I was getting off of, they dropped cars in off and on. Over maybe the last year, I'll say, I probably had like four cars get dropped in, and you start to pull out, and all of a sudden the car's there, you know, and you know, like I tell people, be very cautious, you know, when you're going to do a turn or something after you're stopped, you know. So I look to the right because I'm already stopped, and look to the left, and then look to the right again, and I look to the left because that's where they drop the cars in, and I start to pull out, and yep. About 100 feet from me, and I'm watching the whole area. All of a sudden, a car appears going like 35 miles an hour. And so I just stopped to let the car go by. But I was actually watching the road, and it just popped in. So that's my paranormal experience. And this happens, probably for everybody. And I would imagine that probably some type of percentage, whatever that would be, maybe 10-20%, since we're watching this happen more and more, maybe 10% for sure, people are getting into accidents because cars are being dropped in here. And you may be the one at fault because maybe you happen to rear-end somebody, or it looks like you pulled out in front of them, and, the evidence is there that, yeah, you had this problem, you pulled out, and the car hit you, And so, anyway, it would be pretty sad if you get hurt in this situation, but I actually, myself saw the car drop in. I didn't see any flashes of light or anything else, because I just held my focus on the road, and all of a sudden this car appears. And, the road, I could see a ways behind where the car came in at. So I would have saw it instantly. I just held my attention there, and there it came, about 35 miles an hour, zooming across in front of me. That only took like maybe, I'd say maybe 5 seconds. I would have pulled out, I probably would have been hit, in the driver's door or something. And you don't even know if those people, when they get brought in here, how conscious they are, Take them a half a second or a second to finally figure out where they are, and then continue on, you have to get your bearing somehow in order to drive a car in a strange place because they're going into a strange place. So we'll see if anybody else has had that situation going on. Back to you, Ann.
Right, and I don't remember the details of this, but I guess we just have to be so alert all the time because a few weeks ago someone wrote in about some kind of psychological testing they did on people and how they actually have people who get into a lot of accidents have a different brain chemistry and respond differently to, different situations and they're very aggressive and stuff. And so just, I guess, every time you go out, don't be looking up at the sky.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And somebody wrote in about the rooster. The rooster could have been a shapeshifter, or the guy who ran the place lied. People do that for the oddest reasons, could be wrong, or it could have been a timeline situation. They just wanted to share their thoughts on that.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, and another person wrote in, and thank you very much, because I do sometimes omit this. You're not only do you get the 7 hours of healing on these monthly calls, but you are on Creation Lightship in quarantine for the week that you do the call, or the whole month if you do the whole month, depending on, the rate. So that's true. You stay in quarantine, and the light beings keep working with you while you're in quarantine. Do you want to explain a little bit about that, Ron, and Creation Lightship? Maybe we have some new people that are wondering about us.
So let's just say that you went on your first call this coming Sunday, and then we have three other calls also. So you're on two other calls, so three total. I would have called it a seven-hour call. So at that point, you are on the light shift throughout the whole week after, the first call, and then it goes to the second one. Now, if you only paid for one call, one eight-hour call, then it would stop when the call began, the second call. So you're on the light shift from when the call starts until the next Sunday when the call starts again, and then if you don't get on that call, maybe only wanted to purchase one time to see what it was like, then you're no longer on it. But they're working continuously with you 24-7, trying to get rid of these critters, looking for your body parts, and pieces of you and bring it back to you at the same time. It is pretty extensive for what's happening. And if you're on the whole month, then you would be on the light ship for a whole month, and then when we started the next month's 7-hour call, then that would stop. You would be off of it. Well, typically, you're you know, it's like 30 days, we'll say, that you're going to be, you know, on the light ship, but you're in quarantine, and that's where they keep working with you over and over and over again. So if you can't request a healing because you're not in the light ship where the healing rooms are, which is what I take you up to, like tomorrow night or on the conference calls, but you're outside in quarantine getting rid of, you know, the bad Scoobies and replicas of you and timelines, et cetera, that's causing problems. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and thanks for the reminder about tomorrow night, too. In case you didn't know, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, same time as tonight's show, on BBS Radio Station 2, there'll be another radio show where Ron takes us on a visit to Creation Lightship. We're bilocated there, and we can request a physical healing from the wonderful light being. So be a little prepared for that, so you make the request of what it is you'd like them to work on. You have to tell them what you need done. Okay, I'll go on. Some listener, Ron, wrote in that they did a little research and found a fun fact about clouds. Why is someone who is feeling great on cloud 9? Because types of clouds are numbered according to the altitudes they attain, with 9 being the highest cloud. If someone is said to be on cloud 9, that person is floating well above worldly cares. Interesting, eh?
Interesting.
I don't think you really want to be on cloud 9, though, because it might be a little like what happens to you when you meditate and you're not in your body.
Yeah, it could be taken away.
Mm-hmm. I remember a listener writing in, was quite a while ago, and they were in a situation, they knew to not meditate because they'd been doing healings and everything, but they got in a weird situation where they, you know, the group was going to meditate, and he actually could see, you know, he stepped away, but he could see the people's spirits, like, leaving their bodies while these people meditated.
Yeah,
that creeped me out.
Easy to leave, you know.
Pardon?
Easy to see them leave when you watch people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't see that way, but this listener did, and I really, that was a very, he gave a very vivid description. It was very creepy.
See, when you come back, also, when they tell you to be here now or whatever, you know, and you wiggle your feet, or maybe you're with a group of 30 people, and one person is in the Beyondo, and they say, come back now, you know, whatever, and you're looking at that person, and everybody else is looking at that person because they're so far gone that they don't even hear the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So then you tap them, but normally, what will happen is, when you do come into your body, it could be a crash landing, which means that your spirit would come in wrong, and you could feel whacked out, and you could feel whacked out and be whacked out for your whole life. Spirit isn't brought into your body properly. I've had people that I've worked with, they felt like they had great intuition to the left side or right side. That's only because their spirit was in the body wrong. And that really could mess you up, you know, physically. Because your body has to, physical body has to integrate with your spirit body. So if you turn 90 degrees, you're not getting any healing done to your body. But you may have psychic awareness there, you know, in a sense. But, you're not doing your body any favors. That's why I normally, you know, off and on, I can do it right now. I always take your spirit out and put you back in properly. So here we go. And at times I've taken people out and put their head down by their feet, put them in backwards, and they know what it feels like. And a lot of people go, yeah, I remember that. You know, I felt, you know, weird for months, you know. their spirit was always coming in the same way that it did previously each night after you, maybe when you go to sleep and it's gone, and it would come in raw because that's what it's used to doing. Here we go. We're going to come out. I'm going to count to five to take your spirit out. Then we're going to come back in again and just come in from the way you came out, but you're going to be properly orientated with your body. Perfect connection with your body. So coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now coming back in properly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So if you felt a great shift, or maybe you feel dizzy now, maybe your whole body's heating up, maybe you're in backwards, maybe your head is down by your feet, and you've kind of wondered why you're smelling the dirt, you know, which can happen, or why, you know, you're getting headaches all the time or something. So we'll just see if we have any comments, but you're all in your body properly right now. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I certainly believed I was heart-centered and in my body, but when you did that, I feel that lovely, peaceful heaviness much more than I had been. So thank you very much for that. Okay, we have a couple of questions. One about your description of the car dropping in. Could this be an attempt to activate a death barcode? Would this be, like if you have a close call like that, do you need to do a death barcode clearing?
I would say that would be a good one to do, yeah, if that happens to you. I would say yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, someone wrote in, oh my, the same thing happened to me today. I was at Superstore W2 for a short visit. Did the mind-to-heart drop? As I walked in, everyone at the cashiers were strange. It took me a while to find one that looked half human. Oh, did the moon clearing tonight. Just saw it coming up pink tonight. Okay, interesting.
Wow.
Well, very interesting. Yeah, maybe if anyone doesn't feel right, maybe it's a good time to clear the moon. And really great. We'll see if we get any other comments, Ron, about that sample you did for us, or not sample, you put us back in our bodies. That was really, really nice. Thank you. But we have another a suggestion from a listener. Really interesting. Let's clear the letter X on the natal barcode removal clearing and the symbols clearing. Why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses? Because in the Middle Ages, when many people were unable to read or write, documents were often signed using an X. Kissing the X represented an oath to fulfill obligations specified in the document. The X and the kiss eventually became synonymous.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah, let's all put big, and then I don't know, wonder what the history of the oaks, you know, people do XO because the O is a hug.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know where that came from, but maybe we all should put an X, big capital X and capital O in the natal barcode clearing tonight.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, someone is writing in about meditation. Hi, Ron. The meditation I knew was to stay in the moment and not think of other things. Like you say, do not think. Not have a mantra. I did this for a long time. It helped me relax. I didn't do it, not for long periods, though, for 10 minutes. So that confuses me some. So I guess they're asking if that's what they were doing, to just be still and not think and relax for 10 minutes, is that different than what you're saying? They're confused about that.
If they were out of their body, that's the whole thing. Were they in a guided meditation? No, if they were at peace, we'll say, with themselves, and they had no thoughts, and that's fine, you know? So they're probably doing, you know, the mind-to-heart drop in a sense. But if they were going out of their body in a guided meditation, then that wouldn't be, you know, what we're talking about here. So.
Right. It's true. Guided meditations. But the other thing is, what I would just add to that, Ron, is when you do the mind-to-heart drop, you don't even need 10 minutes.
No,
right?
No. You're there instantly.
You know, especially if you've done it a few times, and then you can just say, for instance, 3, 2, 1. I always say, I command my spirit to drop the thoughts from my head into my heart center, and then I do 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1 a few times. And you're...
Yep.
Okay. Someone wrote in, do not know about the moon, but we had sun today, now cloudy. So if there is a full moon or a pink moon, are we less in danger if we have clouds? You always say the aliens live in the clouds. So I don't know. If you could just maybe, it is Paranormal Friday, Ron. What do we have to be more careful about?
Oh, boy. That's a good one. Just do the mind a heart drop, and a lot of what we're talking about here might actually leave and put you in peace.
Right.
Oh. Anyway, that's what I would say. Just do the mind a heart drop, and very possibly, you know, if you have anxiety or something, the mind a heart drop will take you off of those timelines. Remember, you're running your past memories. Okay, so the memories are, in a sense, controlling you because you have memories. When you do the mind of heart drop, now you're at peace. That's what you want to get to. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, somebody wrote in to suggest, I believe what they mean is if you're having any of these kind of problems with planets and the moon and all, do the holographic reality disconnection and the Earth protection timeline crash and environmental imbalance. They did that the other day when there was a solar flare. They did the planet clearing and put in the sun, too. So great suggestions, listener. Thank you. Okay. So, Ron, somebody wrote in a really nice email, and they mentioned quite a few healings in it, and I thought maybe we could go through, I'll read it, and then maybe we could discuss some of those healings. Oh, we had a request now for a sample, Ron. Could you do a sample clearing and get rid of red orbs?
Hey, here we go. And just kind of see if you feel their energies on your body leaving. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. See how that's feeling for you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Someone wrote in, I was getting sleepy, sitting at my desk, but with the spirit back in my body, I feel much more alert and awake.
Great.
Yes. And someone else wrote in about the car dropping in. I had the same experience on a highway a week ago. In my case, it was a big tractor trailer in the right lane, who without warning decided to run me out of the middle lane and cut me off. I slowed down in time to let it pass and ended up partly in the fast lane. I was lucky, I guess. I think I'll definitely do a death barcode clearing after this. Great suggestion.
Yeah. I would suggest that because, yeah, they could be looking at you to see what's happening. and maybe they were trying to activate a barcode. If not, you know, you definitely know that that could have happened to you. So, you know, bad news. Especially if they put that thing on top of you. You know, that'd be even worse.
Yeah. So someone wrote in wonder versus wander. The two words are so similar in reference to meditating. So, yeah, and that listener and maybe other people might want to clear those words on the natal barcode, too. And, of course, always I always do the alien keyword intercept when whatever I clear on the barcode. So let me just find that email I was talking about. Here we go. Hello, Ron. For the listener, I believe this was on possibly the last show on Wednesday. For the listener who mentioned being on a budget and wanting to do more clearings, maybe some of the less expensive, though still very powerful healings would be a good alternative. Also, that person mentioned the Prosperity Bundle. I have done that, and it was very effective for me. I also did the death barcode immediately after doing the emotional whole life clearing and had very dramatic releases. Thank you for all the great healings. And then they listed a few inexpensive clearings. Wow, it's actually quite a long list, so we may not get into all of them. But there's, well, one I believe we talked about recently, which is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. It's a mouthful. First of all, it clears your whole body back, I think, way more than 2,000 years. Like, it goes into the BC years. And nanotechnology is can be a big problem because it's the aliens, how they're messing with our physiology and our DNA. And as a bonus, it's really two clearings in one, and the other one is your auric field protection, and that clearing is only $25. So that's a great one. And here's something, Ron, we haven't talked about in quite a while, but if you've ever come in contact with this, you will want to do this clearing, and that is the Crystal Skull Energy Cording Removal. Remember that one, Ron?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Also only $25. Do you want to say anything about that one?
I'll release one of the skull energies here. There may be lots of those attached to people, especially if you've seen a picture of one or watched somebody with the skull. But here we go. Maybe even thought a little crystal skull an inch high was great to have, you know, next to you on the counter or something. They're making all different types of these things over the years without having the real one, but they still have energy. So let's just release that from you here. Here we go. Maybe it'll give you brain fog. We'll see if we can get rid of this for you. You have a crystal skull for years and you wonder why you're not thinking properly. So let's release the energies. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see if that helps you.
Okay. Whoa. Thank you, Ron. That was very nice. Okay, let me go back to some... the one we do talk about a lot, all the time, and people may not be aware. I think sometimes people, and I mean, I know they do because they've told us, they listen to the shows and they think, oh, I wish I could do healings, but I, you know, I can't afford it. Well, one that is very powerful, only costs $50, and it's the natal barcode removal. And boy, you can get a lot of relief from that. And you know, as you know, I've mentioned it like five times just tonight, and we talk about that one a lot. So people may not even be aware that that's only $50. And the, let's see, what else? There. Oh, another one that is really, might be really important for people, the recurring event problematic situation barcode removal is also only $50. So if things repeat in your life, that could be a really important one. Oh, an alien baptism barcode, which I know we just talked about recently on a show, because a person who was raised in a different religion wrote in to ask, may I use this clearing even though I'm not Christian? Because baptism, I guess, is Christian. I don't know if other religions call it baptism. But I think almost every religion has something that they do to babies. Of course, you have no choice. And Ron, not only can you clear any religion with that, you can clear any of those creepy sacraments and ceremonies and rituals and all those things that they do. And it was when that first came out years ago, we talked on and on about it. I unfortunately no longer have the exact date of that show when we did that, but I do remember you saying that, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And then let me see if there's something on. Well, there is a prosperity empowerment bundle, what that listener mentioned, for $100, but there's also the prosperity empowerment clearing that you can do just for $25 if you wanted to just try that one first. And then they mention if you have clone bodies living on cloned Earths or separate healing, clone bodies living on cloned planets, each of those are only $50. And self-empowerment is, well, it's $100 for unlimited, but you can also pay only $50 to get yourself started and go through, and that is a very extensive healing. And unlimited of both of those is another $25, right, which is very nice. So the Crystal Skull and the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox, if you add $25, they are they become unlimited for unlimited use. So thank you very much for that. And so thank you very much, listener, for that long list of clearings. And so that's in case people were unaware of that. And I'll just add, there are several bundles Ron has, and you can find the list of those on the the BBS chat page. And also Ron has a special. So if you have any questions about the specials that Ron runs, which is half off, if you've done a whole life healing, or anything that's $100, your next one can be half price. So there's a lot of ways Ron gives us so much, and then he adds on and gives us these wonderful ways to also save money to make it easier for us all to do the healings. And we do appreciate that, Ron. So, interesting, someone wrote in, they had another similar experience. They were at the grocery store, and they almost ran into a family. Like, they looked behind them, and 1 second later, there was a family right behind them, and they almost backed into them. And they feel like it was on their psychic billboard to feel bad about hurting others by accident.
Hmm.
So it's sort of the same thing happening, people dropping in on her, but, you know, that is terrible. So, yeah, I think that might be a good idea to clear it that way and any kind of just even run that through your emotional clearing. And then they add, I do adult coloring books of flowers and nature, and it helps me stay in the moment for longer periods of time.
Okay.
That's interesting. And someone else wrote in, when they hold their bird, they feel more relaxed. And you have to relax because they have such a tiny little neck, and she rubs her neck. So she's saying a bird might also help people relax more. So I could easily be stressed out, and then I would hold my bird, And then I had to relax to make the bird comfortable. So those are, you know, just a couple of more techniques that people use, I guess, to get themselves peaceful and in the moment. Okay. Is there any other sample we could do tonight, Ron? I was thinking of a sample, if you could do it, of the victim clearing. It's just maybe a time we felt like victims in our lives.
Okay, here we go. So, victim clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. There we go. So what you were thinking about as far as being a victim, got that timeline got released from you. One that you're looking at, thinking about. Could have many more, but should feel more at peace right now. Thank you, Ann.
Okay. Okay. So I want to just take a moment now. Got people too peaceful and relaxed, Ron, with all the samples you're doing tonight and the putting us in our bodies so much. But maybe someone will write in and tell us how they felt when they got their spirit back in their bodies. But meantime, I want to just stop now so it's not left to the end of the call and remind people, if you don't know or if you didn't get the message from Ron's email, that on June 24th at 1 p.m., Ron is doing a organ restoration healing call. It will last for 3 hours. It is for $50. And if you have any kind of a physical issue, this is the call you want to be on. And even if you don't have a physical issue, Ron actually will go through every organ in the body. And the light beings come to you. Isn't that how we do this call, Ron? You lay down, of course, and if you can, you know, I think you should be laying down. And then the light beings actually will come and work on us where we are, or are we transported to the light ship? I forget about this one.
Oh, but it's good if you can just to lay down and relax, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe on this, unless you're going to be asleep at the time, like if you're in another country, you don't want people to be absentee.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately, if you are going to be like at work that day and you can't even sit and relax or, you know, it's not good. But if you can, try to arrange to be doing nothing else then. But, for instance, we already had a person register. And they're gonna do it, and they're in Australia, and they'll be sleeping then. So that's okay for them to be on absentee as long as you let Ron know. So, and also, unfortunately, I'll just say this: it should be corrected later tonight. But the call costs $50, and there is an error on the website. So just wait, either wait to pay until it's fixed, or just pay $50 on the donation page and then send us your receipt, and we'll send you the information. But it is, in fact, $50, not $60.
I'll be doing that next week, so, you know, do that next week possibly. It'd be better.
Okay. Okay, so just don't pay yet. But put it on your calendar, because it's a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity to work hard on. Okay. Someone's writing in. This is interesting, about religions, and you know how important it is. I believe they're referring to the alien baptism barcode. A few years ago, you brought in, and I think cleared, some of the major religion energies, and it was very interesting. One of them was a religion I was not even part of in this life. So I was told that was a past life, and I got pretty green in the gills. I felt not well. It was good to show and learn how the damage, how much damage these religions can do and how they can harm us. So that's an interesting point. So, you know, really what they're saying is maybe everybody ought to do that baptism barcode clearing, because even if you think, oh, I wasn't in I wasn't in any religions this lifetime, but you might still be being affected by religions. That makes sense.
Yep, that does.
Okay. Oh, and I completely forgot something very important. Let me find the... Someone already wrote in about it. Where is it? Well, I'll find it in a minute, but we have new videos on your YouTube channel, Ron. I think you know they were posted this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. So we've had already, so people are on it. We've already had people writing in to thank you for those. And, of course, they're just all healing all the time. And... I can't find the person that wrote in. But someone just sent in something. New YouTube video with 17 creation energies. Really loved that one. On the YouTube video you just released, it was so powerful, made me feel fantastic. It says it will work once a month. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
And I believe that's... well, one of them, anyway, is, you know, you can ask the light beings to work on a physical issue, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, someone said, unfortunately, that we need to correct the time, too, on the call, so we'll take care of that. And... here it is. Thank you for the new videos on your YouTube channel. A very peaceful selection of energies. I can put it on at night with my daughter, and we relax. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's really nice. So, and I think you can, if you subscribe to YouTube, you should get notified that there are new things posted. And I didn't check. I knew they were on there, but I didn't check my own YouTube. I'm, of course, subscribed. So you'll want to do that. And I think your own YouTube homepage should kind of let you know you've got some new videos to watch. And also, I want to remind everybody, if you haven't signed up for Ron's emails, please do that. He doesn't send a lot of them, but... it'll give you all the information you need about the different healings, the special ones that are going on, and so try to do that. Okay, on Wednesday's show, you and Michelle were talking about music and how that might affect us, and someone wrote in to say that robotic and mechanical body clearing might be helpful for people. And also on the alien attack page, there is robotic movement clearing. Okay. Okay. I was hearing for the first time on one of the shows, that we can command our body consciousness to do something. Do you have a list of things that we can command our body to do through asking our body consciousness and then our spirit? Looking for general good practices like closing our crown chakra. Really great question. Thank you, listener.
Boy, no, I don't have anything, figured out what you could do, to do that. I don't know what to say on that. Normally, just closing your crown chakra is all that's really needed. There could be some other things. The mind of the body clearing is what you may want to also, look at. Because the mind of the body is your internal energy system that's working with you. So that's what you use to help yourself out with everything that you're dealing with. Anything in your body that you're dealing with as far as healing or problems, mind of the body needs to be put back online. So you may want to look at that. It's kind of hard to say. I think that's also in the body jumpstart clearing. Want to do something with your body to make it respond better. The mind of the body is what you want to work with. Go back to you.
Okay. Well, if I could just add, I do a lot of talking to my body. I command my spirit to connect to my body or to connect to the mind of my body, and also to receive, accept, and integrate all the creation lightship healings like that are doing on my computer or that you might be doing live, just in case. And I just feel, it just feels better and feels like a little, more powerful to me. And I also command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body while I sleep and for my body to relax while I sleep and that kind of thing. So I think the more you talk to your body and your spirit, the more you'll get out of it and the more you'll learn of things that you can do to just make you, it just helps you be in your body.
Yeah, and remember, you can't force, you can't say, okay, body, I want you to get rid of the negativity because I got a hurt arm. Well, or whatever, it's only going to physically work or do things that you've already had a clearing with. So if you have blocked energy, the mind and the body is not going to really help you. But if you have something cleared and, you want to maybe do something, it's kind of hard to describe this here. Your problem that you have, you need to clear out the energies and then have the mind and the body reintegrate itself back into those locations so it can help you. Just much like your spirit, the same exact thing. Talking about your spirit. Your spirit does not know darkness, and it will not come into darkness. That's why it leaves. And that's sometimes why people don't have healings or they never get well. And this is regardless if you, do clearings with me, we'll say, and other practitioners or, a person's having difficulties with something. It's because they have blocked energy. So you can't force something to come into your body. Or force your spirit to be there or the mind of the body to be there because it's not going to come into darkness. It's just going to see darkness, and it has no way to know what it is. So you don't want to, put a lot of energy there. You could probably, if you put tons of energy, trap your spirit into the darkness. You could do that. But typically, just by requesting it, it's not going to go there, and it's not going to help you because it can't help you if there's darkness there and your spiritual blueprint is all clouded or covered up or doesn't exist there. So it needs to have a starting point to enter into the energy to help heal you. I hope that makes sense to you. It's one of those more difficult things, and the people normally think that their spirit's so powerful and they're connected to the light and they've done all of these mantras or different things and, they wonder why they're not getting well. It's because they just contaminate themselves even more and their spirit can't come to it. That's why you need to clean out stuff. You can't bring anything to you unless you're cleaned out. It won't stick. It won't go in, because you already have that little cubby hole filled up full of negativity. So just kind of look at that and how many little cubby holes do you have that is contaminated, causing your illnesses and situations. You need to clear out the gunk. That's why we have full lifetime clearings to help you with that. So you can get more spirit energy. That's what the clearings are for, is to give you more spirit energy into your body. Oh, back to you, Ann. Looks like it's getting close to that time here. So
yes, yes. I'll just add one more thing, because someone sent in a reminder that we also want to command our energy to shrink wrap to our bodies.
That's very, very good. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drops. You have to command your spirit out loud. So here we go. You say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. And we'll see you later. Hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, our 4-hour ascension call. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.